Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned in because I want you to live with passion. That's exactly the way Jesus lived. And that's the way he invites us to live. Let me share with you Romans chapter 12, Paul the Apostle writing to the Romans. And he said, "Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Rejoice, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When you look at the life of Jesus, you'll notice that Jesus was a very passionate person. He wasn't sedentary, didn't just stay in one place. In fact, he said, "My will, my Father's will, is that I keep moving and going to all these different places." He preached, he touched people, he traveled, he made a difference. And I believe that you want to make a difference in your life, and that really is the heart of passion. It is about reaching out to people, having energy, making a difference, influencing others in their lives. I receive from many different people things like books and manuscripts and songs and poetry and music. People that want to create and they're taking the initiative in their life and they send it to me. I'm not asking you to send me all your different things. But what it tells me is that people want to make a difference. People want to live with passion. People have dreams. People want to influence their world. I remember one book that I got. It was a full book. It had just been published, and it was by a woman, and she said, "Father," she sent a letter with it, "Father, thank you so much for preaching about passion. Your preaching, your program has helped me to create and take the initiative and make a move. And this is my first book," and it was called "God Recycles Broken Dreams." Very good book. And then she put, "P.S., Father, I'm 88 years old." Wow. I thought to myself, that is so beautiful. You see, you're never too old to dream a dream. You're never too young to have a vision. And so I want you to live with passion. I want you to produce and to take the initiative and to be creative and to be all that you can be. So I talk a lot about passion. Jesus challenged us to live a life of passion. Jesus lived a life of passion himself. What is passion? Well, basically, if you look at the definition of the word, there's three main meanings. First of all, passion, this is called the passion of Christ. You'll see right here, I have my sign. This is the passionist sign. I am a passionist religious. We have a dedication, a consecration to remember the passion. And that's what this word means in three different languages, the passion of Jesus Christ. Passion means suffering. Jesus' passion was his suffering. So that's what the word passion means. But it also has a connotation in our society today. Passion has to do with excessive sexual lust. We all know that definition. Tune in the afternoons on any network and you'll find soap operas. So it has to do with lust. That's what passion is. I think even one of the soap operas is called Passion. And then this is the definition that I want you to get. Passion has to do with excitement and energy. It has to do with taking the initiative. You see, passion is enthusiasm, zeal, zest, energy. That's exactly what Paul told the Romans. He said, "Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit." In other words, have energy, have zest, have enthusiasm. Face life head on. Seize the day. Take advantage of your opportunities. You see, passion is taking the initiative. It's not just sitting around waiting for things to happen. It's being ambitious. It's making it happen. It's taking the initiative. It's being creative. And as I said, it's being ambitious. And it's amazing. I remember people would come up to me after I would preach. You know, I'd be giving a parish mission, and especially when I was young, I'd be moving around and preaching well and trying to get people joyful and trying to get people more invested in their faith. And people would come up to me later and they said, "Father, where do you get all this energy? Why are you so passionate?" And then I came to realize that, you know, that's going to be the name of my TV program. I've been on television now for over 10 years, and I call my program Live with Passion, because I want people to be energetic in their marriages, in their single life, when they're going to school, in their jobs, in their vocations, if you're a priest or a sister. I don't want you just to live. I want you to live with passion. That's the only way to live. That's the way you can be fruitful and abundant. And that's exactly what Jesus calls us to be aglow with the Spirit, never to flag in zeal, to be zealous, to be passionate. That's how Jesus was. Remember that scene in the gospel where he went to the temple, people were buying and selling and doing all this business right in the temple precincts. Jesus went and he flipped the tables and he threw the coins and he chased the money changers out. And then afterwards it said, "Zeal for your house consumes me." I love that. That's the way Jesus lived. He was a passionate person, zealous about God. So passion really has to do with enthusiasm. It's being proactive with your life, trying new things, being adventurous, pushing the boundaries. I love what Paul the Apostle said. Paul the Apostle, the great missionary, went to all these different places, preached the gospel all over Asia and Europe. And what he said was this. He said, "I toil with all the energy that God mightily inspires within me." That's right from one of his readings. The Holy Spirit, which I preach about often, all you have to do is tune into a couple of my episodes, and sooner or later you're going to hear about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of our passion. God is the source of passion and enthusiasm and zeal. That's why Paul the Apostle said, "Be aglow with the Spirit." There's a group in the church called Women Aglow, and they sit around and they study the scriptures, and hopefully they live with the power, the fire, the grace of the Holy Spirit. So be aglow with the Spirit. Never flag in zeal. Be zealous in your marriages. Be zealous in your religious life. Live with passion in your jobs and be the best that you can be. Become all that you can be. Push the boundaries. Do everything that you can do. So I developed this program, Live with Passion, because I want to help you to live with passion. And I want to tell you, you can pray with passion. You can be virtuous. You can pursue your dreams. A passionate life is possible. God supplies the enemy. Deep within us, we're all dreamers. And I want you to follow your dreams. I always say, reach for the stars, and at least you'll get the moon. But if you don't reach for something, you're not going to get anything. So it's really important. And there's three main areas to be passionate about. First of all, toward God. That's going to be your main passion. And then second of all, toward your own personal growth. And I talk a lot about change and other programs, the books that I've written. And then the third area, God, personal growth, and then toward your potential. Be passionate toward who you can become and be all that you can be. The word enthusiasm comes from a word that means in God. Enthusiasm, theo, God. So enthusiasm means in God. So it's the Spirit that is the source of enthusiasm. Vince Lombardi said, you know Vince Lombardi, he was the coach of the Green Bay Packers. They won many world championships years ago. Vince Lombardi said something very poignant. He said, "If you're not fired with enthusiasm, you'll be fired with enthusiasm." So there's fire for you. There's enthusiasm. There's grace from the Holy Spirit to live a life of passion. And that's what I want to inspire you. I want to push you over the edge. Quit being sedentary and down and depressed and not having any energy. The Spirit brings energy. Like Paul the Apostle said, "I toil with all the energy that God mightily inspires within me." Pray for that. Say, "Holy Spirit, come with your fire. Come with your energy. I need your anointing." And then just get up and get moving. That's what I tell people when they talk about being depressed. I said, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? Oftentimes people will say, in terms of what drives them in their life, well, money, I need money, so I get up to make money. Or maybe your family motivates you. It could be your need to succeed. Maybe somebody's doing better than you and you're jealous of them, and that motivates you to do better. I don't know. There's all kinds of different motivations. But purpose really is very important when it comes to passion, because if you don't have purpose, you won't have much passion. If you don't have purpose, you won't have much passion. You must have purpose in your life. You must have a goal, a thrust. You must have something that will motivate you in your life. And let me talk about that. I remember I grew up in Massachusetts. I was the third of three children. I have two older sisters, mom and dad, good white middle-class neighborhood, Western Massachusetts. And, you know, I drank in the culture, and the culture pretty much said, you know, if you want to be successful, you got to make a lot of money. So as a male growing up in this culture, good neighborhood, good parents, good family, I got educated. I went to the University of Massachusetts, and because of our culture, I wanted to make a lot of money. And I noticed that my classmates were the same way. Everybody was studying because they wanted to be successful, various areas. But the area that I chose, and this was my major in college, was business. I studied marketing, I studied management, finance, accounting, all these different areas. Well, I was making Dean's List. I had motivation, I had a goal, I had purpose, and my purpose was to be successful and make a lot of money. So that gave me passion. That was my energy, if you will, back then. Well, then something happened to me in college, and what happened to me was I started waking up in the morning and I said, this isn't enough. I'm not happy pursuing money. I'm not happy going after business, and this isn't working. And of course, I was dating and partying and living that lifestyle, but that wasn't working. So I began to seek God. I grew up with God in my life as a Catholic, as a young man, baptized, confirmed as a young man. But I didn't really know who God was. And lo and behold, after months of seeking and giving my life to God, turning my life over to Jesus, God touches me. Wow. I mean, my life changed. I had a revolution in my life, and everything that I was hoping for and searching for, God was real to me all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden, my purpose shifted big time. Something happened to me that was so horrifying. And what happened to me was I started flunking out of my classes. I was always so conscientious and so scrupulous when it came to studies, and I would do so well. And as I told you, I was making the Dean's List and everything. I flunked out of my accounting class. I was like, now what? See, because what happened was I lost my purpose. When God touched me, everything changed. There was a major shift within me. And I said, I don't have any passion toward this anymore. I don't want to just make a lot of money. I want to help people. See, I went from selfishness, if you will, and narcissism to really selflessness. And that's what happens when God touches you. He gives you passion. He gives you purpose. But it's God's will. It's God's purpose. And God's purpose wasn't necessarily for me to make a lot of money. Now, I'm not saying any of you that are in finance and maybe you're in business and you're making a lot of money, I'm not saying that's wrong. But I'm saying you do it realizing that you're a steward of it, you're entrusted with it, and eventually you use your resources to help people, hopefully. And you employ people and you help people. You do the best you can. But for me, I was receiving a call specifically to help people. So what I did is I changed my major. Had a major change in my life. And I went towards social work, working with adolescents, working with elderly people, trying to help people in all different spheres of life. And I was gaining a lot of happiness deep within because I was reaching out and I was influencing people. Then I came to realize that God was calling me not just to help people, but to explicitly talk about the gospel. And that's when I tended toward priesthood. But my whole point is this, that without purpose, you will not have passion. Did you see what happened to me when I lost my purpose? I lost my passion. I flunked out of accounting. But when I got my passion back through purpose, through helping people, that's when I got passion back. So in other words, without purpose, you will not have passion. Purpose is the fuel of passion. And if we look at the Bible, we look at the scriptures, you'll see that. For example, Paul the Apostle said, I am an apostle by the will of God. And the saints talk about the will of God. Their main desire, their motivation is to do the will of God. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of God. And for me, I'm always praying, you know, in the Our Father, Father, your will be done. And what is the will of God? The will of God always has to do with us being servants, us helping people, reaching out to people, influencing people. I remember one time early on in my ministry, I was driving down a highway and I saw this big sign, a big billboard, and it said, expand your influence. And I came to realize that God wanted me to proactively and passionately pursue avenues, platforms where I could influence people and reach out to people, not with my own philosophies, but with the gospel, with the truth about eternal life. And so that became the genesis of me proactively searching television and radio, writing books, preaching. And now I have this platform that's reaching out all around the world. So really, when it comes to the will of God, it has to do with people, service, influencing, impacting people. And as I said at the beginning of this program, many of you have dreams and visions. And you want that because you're sending me your books, and please don't, but you're sending me books and manuscripts and songs and poetry and all these different things because you know deep within you, God has put this dream to impact people and to reach out with people. And I want to encourage you in that. And I want to say, yes. And I always do that when people write me. I said, yes, submit it to a publisher. Do your best to get this song done and published and out there into the mainstream. God has put this vision in your heart. Go for it. And as I said in one of my episodes, some of you are being called to the priesthood, to sisterhood, to religious life, to diaconate, to service in the church. And I want you to write me, to email me, and I'll try to help you with that. But most of all, what I want you to do is to get a spiritual director. You need somebody to counsel you and to help you because God has put this dream in your heart and I want you to be proactive and passionate. You have purpose. And because of that, you have that fuel. You will have passion. You will have energy. You just have to direct it in the right direction. And I want you to be your best and to realize your potential. So here's a couple suggestions. In order to direct the passion that you have, in order to direct the purpose that you have, what you have to do is create a mission statement. You have a mission in life. You have a purpose in life. And as I said, it's people. Service, helping other people, adding value to people, reaching out to people, influencing them, helping them in whatever way you can. For me, it's as a preacher, as a writer, as a producer. I do it that I can't do everything. I can't go to Haiti or to other poor countries and help the poor there and you know those who are starving. I may donate and help in that way, but I can't do everything, but I can do something. And I try to focus on what God has called me to do. I try to focus on this area and reach out the best I can. It's the same in your life. You can't do everything, but you can do something. So focus on some way to give service. Focus on some way to help out. It's all about people, folks. You see, our passion and our purpose is the will of God. That's what I tried to explain before. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of God. And what did he do? He traveled from place to place, touching people, helping people. That's the will of God. He said, I haven't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. And people don't want to hear about sacrifice, but the truth is, sacrifice is at the heart of the gospel. Not being selfish, but selfless. And as you do that, that's when the joy comes. That's when the power comes. As Paul the Apostle said, and I quoted it before, I toil with all the energy that God mightily inspires within me. And what was Paul doing? He was traveling around, preaching, helping people, healing people, writing a lot of the New Testament. He was toiling with energy of service. And that's why he said, be aglow with the Spirit. Never flag in zeal. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. It's all about service. So a mission statement. I preach parish missions all around the country. Every parish that I come into, I'll get a bulletin. Right there on the bulletin, they'll have a mission statement. Their mission statement may say something like, we're a worshiping community who reaches out to the poor, and we want to influence the wider community. Something like that. It's a mission statement. It's a way that the community is pointed. It's usually a statement of service. My mission statement for Father Cedric Ministries. Father Cedric Ministries seeks to reach out to as many people as possible in as deep a way as possible with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what motivates me. What motivates you? Is it money? Is it your own pleasure? Or is it people? That's what we have to look at. Passion is all about purpose. And purpose, if you want to do God's will, it's all about people. So my mission statement is this, that I want to reach out to as many people as possible, thus television, writing, preaching, in as deep a way as possible. If you look at my resources, I've written 20 books, booklets, go to my website, you'll see. I don't want to just proclaim, I want to proclaim deeply. And I just wrote a book on discipleship called More Than Conquerors, how you can follow Christ in a deep personal way. I want you to be schooled in discipleship with the gospel, not my own ideas, not my own philosophies, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's my mission statement. And then in order to accomplish this mission statement, this purpose of serving others and dealing with people, helping people, you must have a strategy. How are you going to live your life with passion? What must I do? And that strategy is called a method statement. A method statement simply means, how will I accomplish what I want to do with my life? And my method statement is, I'm going to be reaching out to people. I'll accomplish this by preaching, by producing for television, by producing for radio, by writing books, by empowering laity, by reaching out to people in prisons. So you must have a strategy. This isn't real complicated. I'm simply saying purpose comes from God, God's will. Purpose is all about people, influencing them. In order to accomplish something with your life, you have to have a mission statement. What motivates me? Be honest with yourself. Is it money or is it people? And if it's God's will, it'll be people. And then simply to accomplish your mission statement, you have to have a method statement. How am I going to accomplish this? What practical things am I going to do? I talked in one of my episodes about maybe God is calling you to start a Bible study group. Maybe God is calling you to start a prayer group. Maybe you can get involved with the women at the church or become a lector or a Eucharistic minister. And I'm hoping that some of you will hear that call to become a priest or a sister or a deacon or a religious, because God is calling you. Jesus is always saying, come, follow me. And if you look at the life of Jesus, it was all about service. It was all about passion. It was all about enthusiasm and making a difference in people's lives. So what I want to impress upon you is this. You are gifted. You have potential within you. It just needs to be developed. For example, the nation of Haiti, poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. Well, Canadian and U.S. companies have just gone over there, and they've done some drilling and some digging, and they have found gold, silver, and copper underneath worth up to billions of dollars, they believe, all in this poor, underdeveloped nation. In the same way, if you dig within you, you will find treasures, potential, passion, ability that needs to be released, that needs to be discovered. You have it within you. And the Master will help you to develop these things. God won't just leave you. You've probably all heard this saying, God will help you. God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So you have a call to service. You have a call to passion. You have a call to making a difference. And what I'm simply saying is be proactive, take the initiative, don't wait for everything to come to you. Make a move. Seize the opportunity in your life. And I want to leave you with this quote from Ephesians. Ephesians 2:10. You are God's masterpiece. I love that. You are God's work of art, created for good works. This is your purpose, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. That's your purpose. Good works, service, people. That's God's will for you. And I pray that you won't just live, but you will live with passion. The purpose of Live with Passion is to bring you into a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ and also to empower you to live with passion, to be the best that you can be. If you have a call to become a priest or a religious or to get involved in your parish, and I believe you do, to serve people, then please make a move. I have received some emails and letters from people. I like this one. This man said that he read one of his books and my books, and it touched me at the very core of my being. Father Cedric, I consider you my spiritual director. And then I received a card from another person and said, I watched your TV program. I was one of the lost ones. I've come back to Jesus. When you speak, Father Cedric, it's like Jesus is speaking to me. I so appreciate that. And I'm going to invite you to look at my resources. I have written 20 different books. Consider buying some of those and purchasing them. They'll really help you in your spiritual life. I want to be your spiritual director through television, through my books. And also, I want to interest you in becoming a partner with my ministry. Maybe you can't do all the things that I'm doing, but you can help me. You can partner with me to reach out through preaching. So we'll send you an envelope. Just simply contact us at that number or write me at that address or contact me through the website. We'll send you an envelope with no obligation. 100% of the money that you give, I'm a priest with a vow of poverty. 100% of the money that you give is going to go directly toward the production and the airing of Live with Passion so that we can help people to know Jesus and help people, empower people to be the best that they can be. Thank you in advance. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.